You are listening to the KPFA Evening News broadcast here on 94.1 FM each day at 6 p.m. With Glenn Reeder, I'm Vanessa Brooke Caveney.
The nonprofit environmental watchdog group Wild Equity Institute led a contest open to the public this morning in search of endangered species in Maury Point, part of the Golden Gate National Parks. It's one of the last events of a year-long event aimed at increasing public awareness of endangered species on the San Francisco Peninsula. Director Brent Plater led this morning's walk. He spoke with Pacifica reporter Anne Lechevien.
Thanks for coming in. Tell us about what happened this morning.
So this morning we had a trip out to Maury Point and Sharp Park. These are two places in Pacifica, California. Both places have endangered species, two endangered species on them. One of them is called the California red-legged frog. This is the largest frog native to the West. It was made famous by Mark Twain in his short story, The Celebrated Jumping Frog of Calaveras County. The other species is called the San Francisco garter snake. And the San Francisco garter snake is the most beautiful and most imperiled serpent in North America. Unfortunately, the golf course at Sharp Park, which is owned and operated by the City and County of San Francisco, has been harming both species for a number of years, undermining the recovery efforts that are going on for both species right next door at the national park. And so we've started a campaign to encourage the city of San Francisco to close the golf course because it's losing money and it's harming these endangered species. Give the property to the National Park Service so they can restore it and provide recreational access for everybody, not just golfers. And then have the city take the money it saves by closing the golf course and bring it back to our communities in San Francisco proper, which are currently being impacted by the budget crisis.
Why is that important?
So it turns out that the Golden Gate National Parks, they have more endangered species in them than any other national park in continental North America. More endangered species than Yellowstone, Yosemite, Kings Canyon, and Sequoia National Parks combined. This is, on the one hand, because we live in this biologically rich landscape, but it's also because we've built this beautiful, vibrant civilization right on top of it. I think there's utilitarian reasons to answer that question. As we know, around the Bay Area in particular, the web of life that we all depend upon to sustain ourselves is being impacted every day. When we harm species and when we push them over into the brink of extinction, we untangle this web that protects life on Earth. But I think even more importantly, there's a very strong moral reason for us to care. The species that are going extinct in the Bay Area are being pushed to the brink of extinction because of our actions and our actions alone. So what we'd like to do is encourage people to think not only about how this benefits us, but also how it affects our moral character, how the gap between the moral obligation we may owe to these species and how we actually act reflects on our own humanity. And I think if we do a good job saving these species, we become more human in that process.
Thank you so much for coming today. I really appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And that was Wild Equity Institute Director Brent Plater speaking with Pacifica reporter Anne Lechevien.